Well, for their 25th anniversary season, Springfield Contemporary Theater has reunited with an old friend, longtime collaborator Sandra Asher, to present the world premiere production of her newest play, Death Valley, A Love Story. And Jefferson Award-nominated guest director from New York, Alan Souza, has come in to direct the show. And they're both here today to talk about this show. And let's see the show. This is your opening night.
Yes, it is.
Well, tell me about how this this story came about for you.
This story started in at an art exhibit where Carol Emerson had photographs by her late partner, David Nutter, of Death Valley. Beautiful photographs.
Right. This is based, of course, on a true story.
Yes. So. And some of her own artwork that was related to his photographs and excerpts from their journals. It was so moving that I thought this needs to go out to the world, because they are both therapists as well as artists. They were living a universal story with extra insight. And Carol gave me permission to read the journals, and we began the journey of the play.
Where was this exhibit?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Alan, how did you get involved as director for this production?
I met Sandy in New York City. There was a reading of the play that was going to happen, and somehow we got put together.
Chase chose me
to direct it, and we got put together. And I thought the play was really fascinating when I read it. It's not linear, and it is very impressionistic and very stylized.
Very, very much like what someone's journal might look like, you know.
Indeed it is, actually.
When you put it on the stage.
Yeah, indeed it is. And, it captures so many experiences that are, like Sandy said, universal, but could be incredibly theatrical.
Now, David Nutter, I guess, received a terminal diagnosis.
Yes.
And
leukemia.
Okay, yeah. This was cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They took a life-altering road trip to California, and that's basically what we're basing this on.
Yes. Well, they were very much in love and had only a brief time together. They were in Death Valley enjoying themselves, but he began exhibiting symptoms. And it was when they got back to Lancaster that the next chapter of their lives began, with the diagnosis and treatment.
Now, basically, it's really the story of Carol Emerson herself and trying to reassemble her life as it's kind of crumbling around her in a way.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. It's a story of love, loss, grief, and recovery, almost reinvention of yourself after all of that. Yeah.
Now, Alan, as director, what did you have to do to bring a story like this and a script like this to fruition on stage with live folks actually portraying these real characters?
It's a great question. I mean, there are three ladies that play Carol simultaneously and at parts play other characters that come in and out of the story. So it is a challenge, but it's a welcome challenge. It's the kind of piece that you can put your own interpretation on. The three ladies are nothing alike. They're all really fascinating. I think that allows for different aspects of Carol to be present. I think that it allows us to use the audience's imagination, which I think is a tool that we don't always use today with audiences.
Right.
And it allows them to come with us on the journey with, you know, a couple of chairs and big, strong gestures and the words and the ideas coming to the forefront.
So how many people actually on stage in this show?
There are only three women on stage.
We never see...
Well over 20 characters, probably.
We never see David, I guess.
No, and that's been an issue in the readings where people say, why don't you have a male actor playing David? And my answer to that is that David is dead, and that's the whole impetus of the story, and I want the audience to miss him, you know? The way that Carol misses him. He is not there, and that is the fact that she has to face and deal with.
Even though much of this is reminiscences of the times when he was still there.
Yes, yes. But the reason that I want this to be played by the same actresses is that he's there as a memory. So he's there as she remembers him. He's not there physically.
As you say, you have three very contrasted actors playing not only Carol, but also some 15 or 20 other characters. Rachel Jameson, Andy Botrell, and Sarah Wiggin.
All of them marvelous.
Be interesting to talk to them to see how they kind of found their way into these characters. How much real direction did you have to give them? Or did you just kind of give them their head and say, you know, the script is there for you. Do what you can with it. Do what you will with it. And if you go too far astray, then we'll kind of talk.
It's a little bit of both, actually. I think the mistake with any play, but especially with this one, would be to try to squash those actresses from their instincts.
Yep.
Because them acting as themselves allows it to have the play to have all kinds of fabric of interest for the audience, that we're not trying to be a homogenized version of Carol, and we're not trying to homogenize the experience of grief. So, however, stylistically, the play has to find itself and move and behave in a certain way.
Right.
So there's a great deal, I think, of the gestures that I've made, that the style that I brought to the plate, that I imposed on them. And then within that style, they moved and we found our way, including how it behaves and how they attend to each of the themes of the play themselves.
Now, this will be a long run, opening tonight and running through Sunday, November 10th at SCT Center Stage in Will Hoyt Plaza. And performances after this weekend will be Thursday through Saturday. This weekend is Friday and Saturday and then at 7:30 and a Sunday matinee. Then after that, there will be Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. Tickets for this opening weekend are $22. And then after that, the prices range from $24 to $27. Now, Thursday evenings, any tickets remaining after 6:30 in the evening will be available on the Pay What You Can plan, which has, I think, been very successful for SCT, helping to introduce more people to live theater, which is the whole idea, really. For tickets, you can call the box office at 831-8001 or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Rick came along with you. I don't know if you have anything you want to add to this or...
No. It's a beautiful production. What Sandy and Alan have created and this cast have created is absolutely lovely. In connection with the production, there is a small exhibit of David's photography in the lobby as the audience enters.
Oh, very good. Very good.
And then that exhibit evolves through the production and is a little different when they depart, kind of like the characters in the production. So we encourage people to come early, take a look, and then check it out after.
It does open tonight and runs through November 10th. Again, 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Well, you two, you want to add anything?
I want to just put in another word for Alan and what he has brought to this production. It is beyond my wildest imaginings. And I think it's something that Springfield has not seen on the stage before. And I really encourage everyone to come out just for the joy of the theatricality and the sensitivity that he's brought to the story.
So he's really taken your written words and just kind of run with them, basically.
Where he's taken them. Unbelievable. Yes.
Well, all right. We are hearing from Sandy Asher, the playwright of this world premiere production of Death Valley, A Love Story, and director Alan Souza, who has come in from New York to direct the local actors in this production, Rachel Jameson, Andy Botrell, and Sarah Wiggin. Again, it opens tonight and runs through November 10th at SCT Center Stage, Will Hoyt Plaza, corner of Pershing and Robertson in downtown Springfield, 831-8001, or visit springfieldcontemporarytheater.org to purchase tickets. Well, Rick, how are tickets going right now?
The opening weekend is shaping up very well, but we still have seats, so all means,
okay,
get in.
All right. Well, I thank you all for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for
having us.
Good to see
us.
You again. Nice to meet you. And
thank
thanks
you.
A lot.